You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
We are here with Two Teas in a Pod. It's myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and Tamara Judge, and Cynthia Bailey.
How you doing? Oh my gosh.
What are you drinking over there, Cynthia?
I'm drinking myself a very delicious Seagram's Escapes spooky sangria that I made.
You got
blood, cookie red icing dripping that I put
wow.
on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so easy to make. So
that's beautiful. Well, thank you for sending us.
Yes.
I had to hide it because my kids were like, Mom, that looks smells delicious. And I was like, yeah, it does. You can back away until you're at least 21.
Yes.
So Cynthia, are you in Los Angeles or Atlanta right now?
I'm in LA for right now. I'm actually headed to Atlanta this evening after I finish doing this podcast. And Tam, I was in Vegas at Eva's birthday party yesterday.
Aww.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah.
So
how was it? Are
you going to stay in LA now that you're getting divorced?
I'm still going to be back and forth. I'm actually here at my daughter Noelle's house right now. So she's here and she's been, you know, she's like been bumped up since I don't, she's a big priority in my life. Got to upgrade.
Well, actually, guys, we have a really important announcement to make. It came in straight from Bravo and Cocktails. Subject: Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 13. Cynthia Bailey is switching franchises. She will be joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for season 13 as a friend of. Teddy Mellencamp is back in the mix as a full-time housewife, and her gal pal will be along with her. They're announcing it on their podcast, which films tomorrow, which is actually today. Next season, it's Kyle, Erica, Dorit, Garcelle, and Sutton with Teddy back with her new friend, Cynthia.
Hey, I don't hate that.
Listen, okay, I got two things to say. First of all, you should be back as a full-time housewife, Teddy, 100%, yes. Because you just keep, for someone not to be a housewife, your name comes up all the time.
Well, don't worry. I already texted this to Kyle, and I was like, what am I going to do having to pick between you and Cynthia? Things are going to get so awkward.
Okay. And for me, okay, first of all, I don't know where this information came from, but it's not true. And if it was true, I would hope that I would get to come back as a housewife along with you, Teddy, and not a dad.
Yeah, she's like, F off with a friend.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, nobody wants to be a friend. Right. Sorry.
If it's gonna be a lie, can it be a good lie?
Like, if you're going to go
back to Housewives?
I'm like, listen, here's the thing. While it's on Bravo and Cocktails, let's just, you know, fingers crossed for Radar Online, and then we've made it.
Oh, God.
Well, that's such a reliable source.
Oh, at least I didn't even know they're still around.
Oh. Okay, so we have to also talk about something happened at BravoCon, and I can't actually remember exactly what was said, but it was the full panel the day that everybody was there, and you came in, you were looking so beautiful, you were so stunning, you had just announced that you were getting divorced, but Andy called you out, and what was the question that he asked you?
I think he asked me he said he was sorry to hear that I was going through a divorce. And I think he asked me if there was anything I wanted to share. And I thanked everyone for their love and well wishes. And then I shared with him that I didn't have anything else that I wanted to share.
You know what? You're like, no, don't kick rocks.
None your business.
I mean, that was literally the day before. We did our joint statement the day before.
Why did you choose? Because we just watched Potomac, which we'll talk about on our next episode. Okay. But we were just talking about the joint statement releasing. Why did you guys choose that date?
Well, we chose that date because our anniversary was, but we were going to do it that week anyway. That's okay. Number one. Okay. Number two, our wedding anniversary was 10/10/22, and we didn't post anything on our wedding for the obvious reasons. Okay. So what happened was and we haven't posted each other in a while anyway. So people were already starting to speculate. And when we didn't, you know, post anything, you guys know how I am, you know, if things were good, I would have did a reel. I would have taken all the way back to baby pictures. like I'm so extra. Like, I'm like, hashtag chill. Oh my God, head over heels. Like, I would have been like wearing you guys out. Okay. So when that didn't happen, then the speculation went really crazy and all the blogs started reaching out to our PR teams. Like, what's going on? And I wanted it to be the Friday that BravoCon started because, you know, I just really didn't want, I wanted some of that BravoCon press to soak up some, like, there's so many other, like.
It's like the same day that, couldn't you have chosen the same day that Giselle and Tom broke up? Like, that would have been a good day.
I know. I was trying to get our little announcement get absorbed into some of this Bravo Liberty stuff and just kind of go. And then also my friends who work in, you know, the industry, they're like, do it over a weekend because the weekends things kind of like aren't like a big deal. And they come Monday, Tuesday hits
up.
Trying to be strategic. But because we didn't do a wedding post, what ended up happening was everyone just started like running with stuff. And then they just started calling me Direct Entertainment Tonight and people, because I'm friends with a lot of those people over there. So anyway, so I was like, you know what? We got to go ahead and just rock this thing because they're just picking up stuff.
You know? I can hear it in your voice as being someone that's lived in a hallway with you. as Celebrity Big Brother. Like, I can still hear that like little, you know, the sadness in your voice, like the quiver, all of those things. And I know that it's hard to talk about. What is giving you strength right now? Like, what advice would you give to your daughter, like going forward on love? And like, what was the kind of final straw?
Okay. Let's go back to the quiver.
Okay.
The quiver is a couple of things. I am, you know, I do have like good days and bad days. Like I don't think either one of us regret our decision to move forward in the way we have decided to move forward. But it's still like, you know, it's not final yet. You know, we're still going through the process. So we're still technically married. So that's just, you know, for me, there's still just a lot of respect stuff on my end that I still feel like, you know, he's my husband. So, he technically is my husband. And, you know, I took my ring off the day of the announcement, but until then I had it on all this time, although, you know, we were going through some things. I don't know. It's just weird, you guys. It's just weird. And today is like, I'm happy today, but I don't know. I'm feeling a little emotional today and I don't even know if it's just really about that, but I don't know. It's just,
I think it's like a, it's a holiday. You guys probably would do something together, go to a party. Are you guys on good terms? Like, do you speak a lot? Or is it
very much so? I actually
that's good. I don't know what that'd be like to have an ex-husband I was on good terms with.
Like, you know, I don't want to go like have sushi with him tonight or anything like that. But there's still like a lot of, you know, husband and wife stuff that, you know, we have to deal with, like health insurance, like just stuff that, like, hey, you know, am I still on the insurance? get a mammogram tomorrow. I want to make sure everything goes through.
Yeah. Right. And as somebody who throughout my marriage, like, I can say I've had extreme highs and lows, like, not, you know, that I've talked about it so openly, but there has been times where I was like, I don't know that I could do this anymore. And then we keep going through, you know, like we figured out, we go to therapy, we do this. And then it's like, you're having these highs for a while. And then it just, it keeps going. What was the final straw for you that you were like, I can't do this anymore?
I felt like we weren't friends anymore. I felt like it was just going forward that, like, we're just not going to be friends if we didn't, you know, pump the brakes. And, you know, for me, this is not my first rodeo. Yeah. I think friendship is just has to be there in a marriage. Like, love is great. That friendship has to be there. I truly want to be with my best friend. And going back to your other question, Teddy, what has given me strength? Honestly, BravoCon helped a lot. When I
started, good.
I love our fans. Like, I didn't even think about it for 3 days because I was too damn tired to think about it.
I mean, we were exhausted.
And some of us were very drunk.
Tired and drunk. Okay. So that was just a welcome, nice distraction from it all. And just even like going back to the fans, they were just so, I mean, they just literally lifted me up in a blaze of glory. I'm surprised it's not like pictures of me just crying at this point, because it was hard to, you know, stay, you know, keep a, you know, a straight face with, you know, just not like get emotional in front of them, because like they've been there, you know. I kind of, you know, brought everyone along for the ride a little bit. I was super excited when I met Mike, to say the least. So.
Do you think you were love bombed in any way?
Yeah, but I like a good love bomb, but I just wanted to like continue.
For sure.
I want to be love bombed for the rest of my life. I don't want it to like,
right. Not for a season.
Yeah.
How long were you guys together? Not married, but married.
We were dating for like about 2.5 years before and married right for 2 years. Yeah.
Right. So you were together for a while.
Yeah, we were. You know what? I think that after being married once, you know, Peter and I were married for 8 years. And I think for us, even some of that, like, I felt like we probably should have ended it earlier than we did or sooner than we did. But I just was like, it was the first marriage. So I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm doing this right. You know, is it supposed to be this hard? Like, you just feel like such a failure if you just give up. So I just, you know, we just rode it out until we just couldn't ride it out anymore. And going in, you know, to this unfortunate divorce, I don't want to ride it out. I'm 55 years old.
Right.
I want to be happy.
Amen.
Peace. I want my man to be happy and to have peace. And if we don't, if we're not able to achieve that together, then we shouldn't be together.
Right. Yeah. And I hope we don't see him popping up on Potomac or Atlanta this next season.
The fact that Peter
has that on lock right now.
He does.
I need to understand, when you first married Peter, were you were already on Atlanta?
No, I was not. No,
you were not.
No, Peter is the reason I moved to Atlanta. I was in New York City when Peter and I first started dating. Yes, I was modeling in New York City. And
so he was always into hot chicks. He just wasn't a clout chaser at this point.
Stop it. He's not a clout chaser. He's not. I mean, he is actually, and I always give him credit for this. He's the reason why I even auditioned for the show. He was,
really?
He was like, yeah, he was. He was one. Because, I mean, you guys may. I mean, Teddy, you know me. I mean, clearly I can be drama now. But, you know, it's not really. I'm not reeking of drama. Like, you have to pull it out.
You really. Right. You're going to have to push you to a level. Like, your natural cadence is much more chill than mine or Tamara's.
Oh, you mean I'm not like that?
Absolutely no, not.
You, no, Tam, you come in hot, okay? you just come in hot out the gate. No, but I do not want to mess around with you, okay?
I sometimes think about that late at night. I'm like, what if I ever do something that really pisses off Tamara?
Oh, like, please.
She's my co-host. Like, what am I going to do?
You just
like,
don't,
what
don't,
will I do?
I have an idea. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I just don't. I can't make those kind of promises.
Like, it only happens when there's a camera on me.
We have a lot of Zoom cameras right here and you know, probably more listeners than half the shows on television. So there is always that fear. She texted me the other day about something that she did at BravoCon. And then it said my name, like Teddy said, and she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like this. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was that whole like weird rumor about you, Teddy, like getting into a fight? I was like, to me, I was like, there's no way that Teddy, this is not Teddy. So
I mean, you saw me in my big, like Celebrity Big Brother, there's nothing that would get you into a physical altercation more than that setting. And the fact that I never got physical and you saw somebody come at me physically and I still backed up. But here's the thing. I will fight on behalf of the people that I care about more than I'll fight on behalf of myself. So I care about Tamara. Something was going down with Tamara. And I immediately was like her bulldog that jumped in.
And we're friends.
Yeah. And I mildly appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that, here's a good or bad, like I will. And the same with you, Cynthia, like you knew me in the house, like no matter what, like I was going to come back and tell you, like when we were in Big Brother, sometimes Cynthia would like have absolutely no idea like what was happening behind her back. And I'd be like, listen, you're getting screwed over right now. I need you to hear this. And she's like, no, I'm like,
but they love me. Really? Those are my friends.
That is why you need to go back to Beverly Hills. You're a good shitster.
But Cynthia, if you were to pick, would you rather go back to Atlanta or would you rather go to Beverly Hills?
That's a great question, actually. Okay. So Atlanta, I just know Atlanta because Atlanta is home base for me. That's where it all started for me. So unless they change the whole cast and I don't know anyone, like I have, already have relationships, you know, with the women on Atlanta.
What do you think about Drew, who co-hosts with me sometimes? Now I'm scared. Love Drew. Okay.
Yeah, I love Drew.
But you paused a little bit, like there was a.
No. I mean, I'm still getting.
See, you know, she's trying to stir up some shit between you guys. See how she is.
She's
a dirty bird. She knows how to do.
No. In full transparency, I'm still getting to know Drew. Like we haven't spent a lot of time together, but like she's one of the people that I'll definitely see when I go back to Atlanta. She's always like we were just texting me the other day about some actress stuff. I love her in rap. I do, and I think she's great for the show.
So she's a lot of fun.
Shout out to Drew.
Who do you think you would have the biggest issue with if you were to be back on Atlanta?
We just won't. Like, you are just really trying to just.
Just call me Teddy Walters. It's who I am.
Rabbit hole. Oh,
we're going Teddy Shitster.
Don't act like you don't know me, Cynthia. This is who I was. I not this in the house? I would look at you and I'd be like,
No.
Something's going on between
you. Definitely. That's the thing about being in the Big Brother house. Like, I know everyone in the house way better. Like, I know
way
else. And I even wanted to know about them.
No, the things that we know about each other's, like, privates, everything.
I've seen some terrible things in that house. Like,
yeah. You know, this isn't me putting on an act. This is who I am.
You're like my sister forever, just for you to be in the house. Okay. And then I had to almost fight Todd because I voted, you know, to keep you in there.
but we need it. Don't try to listen. Don't Barbara Walters / Teddy Walters is not going to let you avoid this question. Who do you think you'd have the biggest issue with if you were back in Atlanta right now?
Honestly, had Kenya and I not worked out our issues recently, or my issue with her recently, I know that I would have had to address that. So it would have been Kenya, I guess, but yeah, we worked everything out now.
You think you worked it out. Then you go back and then she's going to throw you under the bus.
Camera. We worked it out off camera. So I'm sure it'd be a whole nother.
Story on camera.
Cameras are on you guys.
But you got to watch out for those off-camera backstabbers.
Everything
is different on camera. You're right, Tim.
Everybody's right. Like, they're on roids on camera. They can't help themselves.
Right, and they're always looking for their moment. So they're like, me and Cynthia, we had it bad, so I'm going to bring it up, even though we fixed it.
Know who I fell for at BravoCon, though?
Oh.
Who?
I didn't think I was going to. Tam was always on her side this entire season of Atlanta. I was always like, I feel like she's doing too much. It's too in your face. Oh. But in person, Marlo,
Yes.
I love her.
I loved her. I really did. Like,
she's Marla Hampton. I love Marlo Hampton.
Yeah. I didn't feel all that extraness. Like, yes, of course she's extra, but there wasn't.
I love that. That's great. Like, she's
but extra as long as it's who you are. Like, it didn't.
She's extra off camera as well. I've hung out with Marla many times off camera. She is just as, she may even be more extra off camera, actually.
Oh, boy.
But can she's who she is on that show, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but she owns her shit, and that's what I like about her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell us that, because one of the panels that I was on was the Project Runway panel, and it was supposed to be with Eva, and then all of a sudden, Eva wasn't there last minute, and they were like, Eva hurt her ankle, so she can't walk the runway. But then I saw her on another panel later that day, and I was like, listen, I can't walk any runways because of my walk. And I saw
she would probably could have walked
better. Her lipping would have been hotter than me.
Yes, I'm going to agree with that.
Was there an ankle injury that you were a part of?
Okay, well, I'm not Eva's doctor. However, I can't say she could not have hurt her ankle at BravoCon, but I'll just say she didn't bring that information to me. But hey, you know what? There was a lot of walking, you know. Yeah.
Maybe she was worried about your walk, Teddy, that you would outwalk her.
You know what? Supermodels often think that of me when they see me. They're like,
oh, yes,
I got to hide because that girl has got it going on.
And so do clowns.
So do old men. They see it and they're like, you know what? This looks familiar to me.
I teach Teddy how to walk.
We tried.
We tried at the Big Brother house as well.
The Big Brother
house. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we had quite a bit of time on our hands. So we may as well teach Teddy how to walk. So.
Randy Glanville was in my room trying to teach Teddy how to walk right before she was to go on stage. And she actually, she improved. And then she got on stage and she forgot everything she just learned.
Guys, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I feel like I almost nailed it, but then this is where I lost it. At the end of the runway, I guess, which is when you're supposed to do your best pose, I decided to go like this. And that's a picture everyone has chosen.
Oh my gosh.
It was me going.
You were so close, Teddy. Seriously.
Next time, Teddy.
But can I go back to something?
Yes.
Talking about Atlanta and Beverly Hills. I think the question was, which one if I could pick? Pretty much, obviously, I was leaning more toward Atlanta. But I will say, I used to look at Beverly Hills and think, oh, that's like a cakewalk. They're like, that's easy over there. But after this season, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I want to go up. Like, they really had a lot going on in Beverly Hills. I really was just even trying to imagine myself in that scenario. I was like, I felt like it was definitely a season.
And you have some history with some of the girls on Beverly Hills, if I recall. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to speak out of turn, but we all saw Girls Trip, so we know that part. But
yeah,
didn't you also live near Garcelle?
Back and walked to Garcelle's house. And Garcelle and I used to model together years ago, so I know her forever and ever and ever ago. Matter of fact, when she was thinking about going on Beverly Hills, we had lunch and, you know, we just, you know, talked about, you know, everyone always wish, you know, give me some advice or whatever, because, you know, it doesn't come with a manual. And there's nothing you can really tell anyone, honestly, in my opinion, about how to be a housewife until they just go through first season. Like, you just
have
to just
for sure. I have an idea. Why don't you do both?
You know what? Wouldn't that be
you really could be cool? The first one.
You know what I was thinking about? Like, And this is just me just like, you know, thinking out loud. I thought, how cool would it be to be a friend on both? It, you know, since, you know, friends did come up recently. Like, I kind of hang out with the Beverly Hills girls, hang out with the Atlanta girls, because I basically live both places. I really think in the future, like, Bravo will just like open opportunities like that up, because now they're just like, you know, mixing it up with the Girls Trip.
Yeah, I think they will.
Would you do Girls Trip again? Because I've heard like rumblings that they're going to bring back some people from old Girls Trips and put them all together. Would you?
After doing the first one, which was amazing, because we actually got to go to Turks and Caicos, which I love. I mean, they really rolled out the carpet.
Stop bragging.
Like, what? So what you're saying is you don't want to go to Durandas?
No, both places. I am not close to doing it, but I would want to do it with a different cast, for sure. I'm good on the people that I got into it with, except Teresa. So, and they probably don't want me to come back either. I was like, you know what? I am 55 and I'm in full premenopause. I'm in menopause now. So yeah. I just eat my potato salad and play the damn game. Okay. Like I have, like, I literally asked for four things on the whole trip.
Just do it. They couldn't
maybe
do
that's
it.
My any problem.
Food that I cook.
I'm 55 in menopause and I just tell people how I feel. And that's what I've been doing the whole season. And I'm like, backfire my face.
What's my problem, guys? I'm 41 and I'm having just as big of issues.
You think so?
You know, I can't start early for some people. Like I started late, actually. A lot of my friends started in their 40s. But you know, what really pisses me off is I come in as I'm a team player. Like, what do you want me to do? You want to me to eat blueberries? Okay. Fine.
Love it. They're the best blueberries I ever had.
I don't question anything at work. Like, honestly, we're working. We're making a TV show. Like some of the events that some of the ladies had were like, not that great. Kind of boring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't call any names, but
I would like you to call out some names.
No. They don't get me in trouble. But they know who they are. Okay. And I sat there and I just pretended to be so interested and involved because I'm a team player. Right. Okay. And I'm big on reciprocity. Okay. So being that I'm that girl, like I'm the girl you want to come on the trip. I'm like, I'm on time. I want to help you set up. Like I'm that person. So when none of that was coming back to me, it's pissed me off. It's like, you know what? It's time for the good guys to win here.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like, you know, that I was getting the same love and support or supported in a way that I would like to have been supported, you know, the way I was supporting everyone else, because I was like, you know, front and center at everyone else's little shindings. So.
I get it. I mean, Tam, what are your thoughts on that? Are you a team player always?
Yeah, I am. 1,000%.
And I love looking at you completely serious with this. Little baby hat on.
But I believe Tam is a team player unless she has a problem with you. Like yeah.
Unless you cross her and then you're dead to her.
And then that's it. But that's how, you know.
No, I get over things really easy. So I will get mad. I will blow up. I will call you every name in the book. And then the next day I'm like, okay, yeah, we can get over this.
So you won't have margarita together. See, that's where we differ, Tam.
Yeah. But on the show, you have to do that.
When I'm pissed, I need to just stay. I just want to be pissed at you for like a few days. Like I can't be like.
But you stayed pissed at Kenya for more than a few days. So what made you guys work through it at BravoCon?
My real friend there, like that I knew. Well, Luann and I are like real friends too, because I knew her before the trip and we've like spent like a bunch of time together. But Kenya was like, I was like, oh my God, like coming from Atlanta together. I was like, oh, this is going to be so fun. We're going to be filming Louise. We're just going to have the best time. And then when it didn't happen, I was like, wait, what's happening? Louise.
Where are you?
Louise, where are you? Get over here. Where's my Louise?
It's hard though, having a real friend on the show.
It is.
You had the same issue with Vicky, right? Like Vicky wanted you to be there for her during the entire girls trip experience, but you were kind of branching out and that was hurting Vicky.
Yeah, I was. And Vicky was being a little bit of a downer because she was just coming off of COVID. Her just found out that her fiancé left her. And so it was really hard. So I wanted to be there for her, but I also wanted to have fun with the group and be involved as much as I could. And so it was like a little tug of war with me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get that. I mean, let's just be clear. I love Kenya. She's like a sister to me, which is why, you know, it just hurts deeper when it's like really like your girl, you know? But I'm learning to set healthy boundaries now, whether I'm filming or not filming in my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And growth. And I'm learning to not hold on to things. Like, I want to be that girl to like read you, get you together and then be like, okay, let's do shots. Like, I want to be that girl.
Yeah, me too. Good luck to us. We should cheers to that. But before we do our final cheers, tell us your favorite Seagram's cocktail that we should make.
Okay. It's so easy to know. This is my Seagram's Escapes. It's a little messy, but this is supposed to represent blood, obviously.
Yes.
It's spooky sangria. And it's so easy. Like, you can go to the Seagram's Escapes, Instagram to like get the exact measurements and stuff, but I just put what I want. Basically, you start with, this is the start of the whole party. Seagram's Escape strawberry daiquiri. And then with that, you just throw in some red wine, you throw in some pomegranate juice, any fruit you like. I have like blackberries, I have blueberries, I have strawberries, and I have orange slices, and I have apples that you can like cut into little like ghosts. Little tricky.
Cute.
Super. It seems easy to do, to make a ghost out of an apple, but it's not easy. I had to do one earlier for KTLA. It was a very sad ghost, okay? So I highly recommend you get a cookie cutter.
That ghost had died again.
My ghost was dead on arrival, honey, for sure. So, but anyway, it's beautiful. And because you do, like, this is basically just like cookie frosting, and you put on there. It just looks like you really like did something, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, my guests are like super impressed because like, oh my God, like this is like amazing, you know? So,
well, cheers to you guys. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for being here with us.
Yes.
We are going to make our spooky cocktail tonight. And you guys, I can't wait to see Cynthia on whatever franchise that it is that she's meant to be on, but she's not done on our televisions. I can feel
so funny. It's like the more I say I'm good, the more I say I'm focused on my acting career, not now, is the more, it's like the mafia. It's like where they're like, no, and they try to pull you back in.
Yeah.
I really am still on, like, it hasn't even been that long, you guys.
We're not over it.
Have you been off 1 year or 2 years?
One.
Oh, like, my God.
Like, really a year.
Okay.
They just started filming their second.
Then I went straight into Girls Trip after I left Housework. Yeah. So I was off
a year, went into Girls Trip, then went into Orange County.
Yeah.
And I'm like, had I known I was going to go do that, I would have, instead of being sad I got fired, I would have been relaxing.
Exactly. No, she was just bitching to me.
It feels good to be loved.
Hey, you were bitching to me. You got fired too, Teddy.
I had bigger things to bitch about. My entire life was crumbling down. You just got fired. Well, I was getting online attacks.
Oh, wow. Don't we all get that?
Yeah, I didn't get fired. I got asked to come back as a friend. So that's like.
Oh,
so I got asked to. Like, I got asked to do 3 episodes.
Yeah. I guess it's like a downgrade, but I feel like so many of the ladies on my show have been.
Did you get asked to do more than 3 episodes or 3 episodes?
Oh, no, they didn't give me an amount. They just pretty much said I could just do whatever I wanted to do, but I would be a friend, but I would have to go on the trips and stuff. So I was like, okay, well, let me just pull out my calculator. So I would basically do the same work.
Same work for a quarter of the pay.
So pretty much what we already know is that I'm the biggest loser of the bunch, guys.
Yeah, thank you, but
I don't need a calculator for that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said publicly the season I got fired that I would never come back as a friend. I said that. So when they offered me that, and I said, and then when they offered it to me, I was like in tears, and I go, not even a friend. They're like, you're the one that said you'd never be a friend. I'm like, okay, yeah, I forgot.
Here's the thing. A friend can be a decent amount of pay if you hadn't been on Housewives as long as you guys had been on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you've been a Housewives as long as you guys were on, then a friend of course is a huge emotion. But you have to remember how much you make as like a first, second, third, fourth, fifth year housewife. It's like,
Yeah. But just for clarity, before we wrap up, I did consider, like in my mind, like I didn't have to talk about it, but when they asked me, I was like, you know what, I might could like make this friend thing work. But at that point, when I realized it was going to be like, you know, a great amount of work and just less money, then I was like, okay, but I did consider it. And I've always been very transparent about how I left the show.
Yeah. So bravo. She's considering being a friend of on 2 seasons, which end up being the most money that any one housewife would make because she could be on Atlanta and Beverly Hills. Let's make it happen, guys.
Let's talk about that in about a couple of years for sure. But I will only be a friend on Beverly Hills if they bring you back Teddy.
You know what? I love ultimatums.
I will bring you back because
I'm going to start a petition or a GoFundMe. I'm not sure.
You know what? We'll be the 3 to sign it. Us and the 3 producers on this call. Thank you so much for joining us.
We love you, Cynthia.
Come back.
You guys.
And we wish you all the best. We can't wait to see the next movie that you're in or what franchise.
Yes.
I'll come back when I get ready to promote them. I have 2 movies coming out in January.
Oh, great.
I love it.
Come love on to have back. You back.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye, Cynthia. Have a good Halloween.
Thank you. You too.
Hello,
acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.